Down to business
on News Talk.
Sponsored by Flowgas. Talk to us today for electricity that will power your business wherever you are.
Now, in case you didn't know it, folks, it's Bloomsday. I'm out here near Sandy Cove in a place called Glasthule. It's a small village, and I'm going to meet my old friend, the fishmonger, Peter Caviston, who's doing wonderful things here on Saturday morning on Bloomsday in Glasthule. Good morning to you, Peter.
Good morning, Bobby, and good morning, listeners. It's great to be here on another Bloomsday 2018, would you believe?
How many Bloomsdays have you done or celebrated at this stage, Peter?
1982. Myself and Michael Fitzgerald went to the Joyce's Tower with three bottles of champagne, and that's how it started.
What is it about Bloomsday? Is it a day for sort of rich Southsiders to read prose and have a few drinks? Or what is it all about?
It's a day of celebration of the book, and it's a bit of fun. We're the fun, the eating, the drinking, the fun end of it. I'm not the literary end of it. It's Barry McGovern, Brian Murray and Eamon Morrissey. And myself and Tom Fitzgerald are the... We're just the entertainment fund, and the whole of Glasthule gets on board, the whole of the village. Remember, the date never changes, the 16th of June. The day does. So next year it's Sunday, today it's Saturday. It's amazing. Whatever day of the week it is, people still turn out and make a big effort.
What is it, Peter, about the village of Glasthule? You know, there's a buzz here. There's really good food and drink eateries. There's good retail. There seems to be a spirit of enterprise and just a really good vibe in the village. What do you put that down to?
Well, all I can say is just, I mean, I started here in 1967 with my father. I'm afraid to say that, but it's 67. That's 51 years later. It was a smaller, quieter village then, but it's a very, very vibrant village. The people in it are fantastic. They just get on board. You've got fashion, food, pubs. You've got two butcher shops in it. Imagine that. Two car showrooms. It's amazing, the tiny village, but what it offers. It's the Riviera of the Southside.
There you go. And we're in the Riviera of the Southside, folks. What's going to happen today? Tell me about Bloomsday. What's happening in Glasthule?
Well, this morning we've some... Well, it's nutty gizzards, sheep's hearts, lamb's liver, and for the faint-hearted, we have fillets of sole and maybe a glass of something to wash it down. But at this hour of the morning, it's only orange juice. And then we have Brian Murray, the Irish RM, the great actor. We have Barry McGovern, Beckett, Joyce, and then we've the Pint the Plain as Your Only Man, Eamon Morrissey. And then to cut the gorgonzola, we have Robin Gill. And we've got a trumpeter to play him into it. And we've got Willie Byrne, who's going to sing a few songs. And then Ross Lewis and Martin Shanahan from Fishy Fishy's driving all the way up from Kinsale, which is fantastic. You know, people make a big effort. And it's a big day out. And actually, when we started first, we had one table outside the door. So look at the village now. Should we just take it over? And next year, lads, it's Sunday. We're going to close the road for the celebration. It could be my last year.
I doubt that somehow. Now it's all starting to hot up out here in Glasthule. I'm delighted to be joined by Alan Cox of CORE. Alan, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Bobby. Good to be here.
Now, Bloomsday in Glasthule, what does it mean to you?
Well, it's just a fantastic day to be Irish, isn't it? I mean, it's a wonderful cultural event. And I think it fills everybody with joy and a spring in their step.
There's a great kind of spirit here in Glasthule. People are all rigged out in the Joycean gear. People are reading from Ulysses. It's like kind of no other festival, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's uniquely Irish, and it's uniquely a part of Glasthule. And Peter Caviston makes sure that remains the case. He's like the Lord Mayor of Bloomsday. And he's a great character, and I really enjoy the whole event.
There'll be lots of characters out and about today, Alan. You're just back from Venice. I think you made it back especially for this occasion.
Absolutely. I wouldn't miss it at all. I was in Venice up until last night. 20 million tourists they get per year. Can you believe it? 20 million. We could do with a few more of those, couldn't we?
We certainly could. Alan, great to see you. Now, another man is here that I know well. Frank Keane, how are you?
Very well, thank you very much. A bit early in the morning for me, by the way.
Tell us about what Bloomsday means to you, Frank.
Well, I've been attending it sometimes in a fog for the last maybe 20 years. It's a wonderful occasion. not alone just for the locals around Glastool, which has been created by Peter Caviston, an incredible job he's done over the years, but the amount of people who come visiting our area here today, just mind-boggling.
Yeah.
Great for the country.
And even you know, outside of today, the tourist factor around Joyce is quite amazing, isn't it? The amount of Americans, English, Europeans that all come.
Worldwide. Yeah. Worldwide. Fantastic.
Have you read the book, Frank?
About five pages of it. You could never get by it, I'm sorry.
You did better than me. I only got the first page. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much indeed.
Now it's all happening out here in Glastool this morning. A culinary man has just arrived. He professes not to be a Joycean scholar, but he's a man of culinary repute. Mr. Ross Lewis, how are you?
I'm great, Bobby. Good to see you.
Will you be quoting from Ulysses?
Well, I don't think so, but I'd be looking forward to some kidneys, you know, and obviously my local, I live down the road, so we just popped up here. I think Mr. Caviston is a great connector. He brings together some amazing, eclectic bunch of people, and I'm really looking forward to getting amongst them and having a bit of a morning, a nice breakfast and a good laugh, and listening to Barry McGovern and various other commentators who do know something about Joyce.
Can I just ask you, Ross, a culinary question. The perfect Joycean breakfast, could you just walk us through it if you would?
Well, I suppose as a chef, you know, I could probably withstand, you know, the kidneys with a faint smell of urine, but I'm not sure that's for everybody.
All right, well, Ross Lewis, we'll let you have your breakfast and enjoy the day. Thanks for joining us.
Cheers, Bobby.
One of the scholars of Glastool, Mick Carney, is here. He's been coming to this event for more years than he cares to remember himself. Mick, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much. I'll just do a short reading for you, maybe the breakfast scene. Mr. Leopold Bloom ate with relish the inner organs of beasts and fowls. He liked thick giblet soup, nutty gizzards, a stuffed roast heart, liver slices fried with crust crumbs, fried hencots rolls. Most of all, he liked grilled mutton kidneys, which gave to his palate a fine tang of faintly scented urine. Kidneys were in his mind as he moved about the kitchen softly, writing her breakfast things on the humpy tray. Gilded light and air were in the kitchen, but out of doors, gentle summer morning everywhere made him feel a bit peckish.
Okay, I better go to work now. It's because if I don't get out of Glastool, we won't be on the radio in an hour's time. So thank you all very much for joining us here in Glastool, in Caviston's this morning.